I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about signs your breakup is temporary. Ooh.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Margaret, I think in most cases, your ex needs several months, at least 3 or 4 months, before they really start to think about things and really...
Right.
Consider things.
I agree, and it's so hard for people to hear that.
Yes.
I haven't talked with them for 6 weeks. I know it's over. No, you don't.
And it feels like an eternity when you're going through it. I totally understand because every hour feels like a day.
Yeah.
Every day feels like a week. It's just,
sure.
Time just seems to like go so slow and stand still. So I understand what it feels like to be in that situation. I've been there. I had a guy on the phone today who you're going to be doing a coaching with this week, who was saying, wow, you think it's going to be that long? I think I told him, I think it was going to be about 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I wasn't mentally prepared for that. And I'm like, I mean, this guy is somebody we've dealt with before years ago in breakups. So I was a little surprised that he was surprised.
Okay. Yep.
But he has a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
And, you know, more than the average person going through a breakup. So, you know, it's nice to look at these things and say, okay, well, I'm seeing these signs or that not seeing these signs and try and evaluate your situation. But one of the things that I see all the time, Margaret, and I know you do too, there are going to be long periods of time where it looks like your ex just isn't going to come back.
Right.
Or display any of these signs.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
And yet they come back. Okay?
Right.
So, even if you're not seeing these signs right now, trust me, it doesn't mean that their interest level won't go up one day and you start to see these things.
Right. Particularly if you stay in no contact.
Yeah, exactly. So I got 7, and we're going to go through these.
Okay. 7 signs. Your breakup is temporary.
That's right.
Okay.
Number 1, they leave your pictures up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Instagram, all those
mm-hmm.
things. A lot of times, they leave those things up. Now, sometimes they'll take some of them down,
mm-hmm.
but you'll notice that they'll oftentimes leave important memories up, you know, particular days or times that were special to them. And so even if they take many of them down, a good sign would be that there are still some up, okay? Now, sometimes they take them all down because they're angry at you and they're kind of in that moment.
Yep.
I'm taking them all down.
Yep.
But be patient. Don't freak out because a lot of times they will start to put those back up in time. Okay.
I've had people ask me if that meant anything. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it does.
I think it does too.
Because people have to actually think it through on what they're going to do.
Yeah.
If they're not thinking about it, they're not going to do anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they're doing things, making those kinds of changes, unblocking, blocking, showing, friending you, then friending you again.
Yep.
All of these things, it shows that there's an interest there.
It's certainly not somebody who's made up their mind one way or the other.
I think so too. Sometimes they don't change the relationship status or they take a while to do it because, you know, it makes it feel like, oh gosh, then I have to explain it to people and they have to really sit with those consequences too. So that's a sign that they're not so sure about things,
right?
Okay, number 2, they keep tabs on you.
Oh, yes.
Now, a big part of that now is social media. Years ago, we didn't have this, but now with social media, it's so easy to access what is your ex doing. I'm going to look at their stories. I'm going to look at their posts. I'm going to look to see if they're posting, when they're posting,
right.
Who they're adding as
That's
friends.
That's a whole other way. In the old days, you could only tell by the ubiquitous third party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Are they watching your stories? It's a good sign. And are they watching right away? A lot of times people will be like, oh, they're watching within a couple of minutes of me posting, or an hour within me posting.
Okay.
There's some interest there.
Yep.
Right? They're looking. They're watching. They want to see what's going on there.
They certainly didn't forget all about you, which is what it feels like.
Now, here's a sneaky one. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, they will try and log into your accounts, or you'll get a notification that somebody's trying to log into your account.
Okay.
To read your messages.
No, I would not have thought of that.
Yeah. I see that one come up quite a bit. I got a notice, an email saying someone was trying to log into my account. It's not a random person, I would say, in a breakup situation.
Right.
It's because they're curious. They want to know what's going on in your life, who you're talking to. They get scared of losing you,
too. Who you're talking to is the big one.
It is the big one, right? So that's a big sign, too. All right. Number three, They make excuses to contact you, right?
Oh, yeah.
The indirect direct approach. How many times do we hear, they contacted me about the hangers, if I have extra hangers. They contacted me about the popcorn bowl or their shoes or some
but they couldn't
nonsense.
Find this or that, yeah.
So anytime you have exes reaching out for those reasons, a lot of times it's because they're wanting a connection with you. They want to connect with you. They want to see if you're going to respond. Are you going to ignore them?
But they're not ready to say it up front yet.
Yeah, exactly. So we call it the indirect direct because they directly message you. But the meaning behind it is not direct.
Right.
It's an indirect thing.
You have to guess.
Yeah. And most of the time, it's a valid thing. Mm-hmm. Well, did you see my car insurance papers?
Did they come to your house yet by any wild chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you could really contact the insurance people or go to the store and get hangers. Hangers I saw recently. It's like, what? Hangers? So making excuses to contact you is a good sign that they're really struggling with the breakup too. And even though they may have made the decision, they're like, I don't know about this. Okay. Number four, they contact your friends and family.
Oh, now this is a very tricky area.
You see this one, don't you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know what was going on with him, and I wanted his mother to talk to him, so I called his mother. He was really mad that I did that.
Yeah. So maybe they're trying to get answers. Maybe they're trying to get your family on their side a little bit. Maybe they're frustrated with you. But if your ex is contacting your family, it's a good sign that there's something there.
That they're still interested, even though I think in many, many ways it's a violation of confidentiality and of boundaries. But yes, people do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five, they get emotional about the things that you're doing. Margaret, how many times do we see somebody get upset because, oh, you're hanging out with that girl that you used to be friends with when you dated?
Who was always a bad influence on you and never liked me.
Uh-huh. So a lot of times we'll see that your ex gets upset at you for kind of moving on in a way, like living your life, and things that they don't really have the right to get upset about anymore.
And if you see or contact an ex and they find out, they're completely out of their mind.
Yeah. So on some level, they're kind of acting like you're still together and they expect you to act that same way too.
Right.
So that's a good sign that they're really struggling and getting upset. Now, you got to be careful about this because, you know, jealousy can become a very slippery slope.
Yes, it can.
And so I don't really like to use jealousy because it'll blow up in your face, right? If you try and make your ex jealous,
it's dangerous business.
They're probably going to retaliate and it's going to be worse. So be very careful about that. I mean, sometimes we'll talk about it on a call if somebody wants to go over something like that, but in general, you got to be really careful about jealousy. Okay, number six. If you're having any contact with them, they want to know what you're doing, and they're gonna ask you things like, so are you dating now? Are you talking to anybody now?
And that's the main thing they wanna know.
Yeah. But when they do it, they're always gonna be like, well, I just care about you, and I don't wanna see you wind up with the wrong person.
Right. Because, of course, I'm really still the bright person.
Yeah. So that's a good sign that your ex is still really confused. They're jealous. They don't want to see you with somebody else, and they want to know, are you dating other people?
Right.
Right?
Because you might pick Attila the Hun or Jack the Ripper.
That's how they're going to act. Okay, here's another big one, Margaret. Mm-hmm. They may go places that you go.
Right, to see if they'll bump into you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that so many times over the years. They purposely go to a place that you hang out or you spend time.
Okay, that they know you like.
A gym, when they know you're going to be there at the time you're going to go. You know, they're hoping to bump into you, right? And they're not going to act like they are. They're going to always hide it really well.
I'm really surprised to see you.
I didn't think you were coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, they very rarely are going to be like, I miss you. They're usually very guarded in hiding these things.
Of course, right.
So you have to
expect. Well, that would make you very vulnerable to admit that you miss them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But they're hoping to bump into you, and they go to these places looking for you and trying to see you. And you know, I know this is going to be surprising for many of you, but a lot of times they will actually stalk you. They will go by your house.
Sure. In the old days, that's all we could do.
You hopped on your buggy?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
The horse and carriage?
You got out the horse and carriage and,
But that is, I know, surprising for you. A lot of you are thinking, no way my ex goes by my house. Believe it or not.
Oh, yes, they do.
There are plenty of people that are dumpers that will still go by your house.
Absolutely.
And want to see where you're at, what you're doing, or go by your work. Yeah. On days that they think you're going to be there, they do it. They will lie and they will deny it. But believe me,
it's not an accident.
Enough people get caught and catching the dumper doing it to know that it happens. But, you know, Margaret, you and I were talking about this before we filmed this one,
right?
That there was a couple of major things that we see that makes people, or gives us a better idea of if the relationship is going to turn around, right? That how long were you together?
Yeah, that's my favorite two questions. When people ask, and they're very nice about it that now, they say, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, do you think we're ever going to get back together? Do you think this could ever work out? Do you think I'm ever going to see this person again, right?
Yeah.
And we were thinking out loud with each other that there are really two things that make a difference. One is, how long have you been together? Okay, I mean, have you been together long enough that this person feels like they're part of your anatomy, you know, your elbow, your whatever. And at its best, what was the relationship like? And if that doesn't sound that good, then I think you need to point that out as gently as you can. It might have been okay for you, but I'm not sure your partner, you know, was on board with all the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But those are two big things to look at.
I agree. You know, and just because it's a short-term relationship doesn't mean you won't hear from them again.
No.
But we are trying to give a general consensus in this video of what we see. So we're looking at those things. Were you engaged? Were you living together? Were you planning on getting married?
Yep.
You know, were you talking about having a kids? All of these things can make a difference as opposed to, well, we weren't really exclusive and we were both dating
a bunch
of other people.
Absolutely, makes a huge difference. And
the
more of those stabilizing factors that are there, certainly the more likely that you will get back together.
But of course, these are all things that we'll talk to you about on a call and evaluate in the coachings, because every situation is so different.
Right.
So hopefully you found this one helpful. And of course, if you want to get our help personally, you can get that on my website, askcraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel like I can be helpful, please sign up.
And she's always helpful, believe me. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching. and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.